For the enemy's been defeated, death couldn't hold you down. We're gonna lift our voice in victory, we're gonna make your praises loud. For the enemy's been defeated, death couldn't hold you down. We're gonna lift our voice in victory, we're gonna make your praises loud.
Shout out to God with a voice of praise. If you remember, we moved the September meeting to Binghamton. It was the first time the body of Christ had gathered to that extent in Binghamton ever. We had a meeting with Chuck Pierce. There were over 500 people in attendance. And the Lord released words and brought up words that he had spoken over New York State. It's happening. The awakening isn't coming, it's here. There's only one place to go to war from, and that's in the intimacy under the shelter of the shadow of his wings. It's the only place we have victory. And so no matter what you do as we move forward, you have to be in his presence. It will be key for every intercessor to know the heartbeat of God as we move forward. We're in a roller coaster season. Major prophets around the world have said November and January are going to be tumultuous times. We're seeing that play out. But he who puts one down and raises another up and arranges situations and circumstances so that he can do what needs to be done for his kingdom to be expanded in the earth isn't fretting. For the last 2 weeks, I've been asked by people in conversations, what are you going to do if your candidate doesn't win? And I said, well, on Wednesday the 9th, God will still be on the throne, Jesus will still be at his right hand, and I will still be worshiping. It doesn't change. The hard part has not even begun yet. The hard part is us praying for all of those that were put into position according to 2 Timothy chapter 2 so that they don't try to do it in the weakness of their own flesh, but they have the mind of Christ to do what Father wants done. There was an article that came out today from Steve Schultz, written by James Robinson, that the day after the election, the president-elect called him and thanked him and asked him to thank the evangelical Christians, which we're going to have to take that label. It'll burn off on our way to heaven. And thank them because he recognizes that that's what gave him the victory. But God, I am so glad that you don't believe the media, because it would be snowing right now if you did, because they called for snowstorms tonight. We have to have a position of intimacy with the King of Kings so that when he asks us to do something that looks peculiar in the world, we don't hesitate. This is a year to move forward boldly. This is a year to move in boldness. He's releasing mantles of boldness. As we worship tonight, let him remove the old mantle that you walked in. Gideon had to get rid of the old mantle. The fear, the trepidation, the oh, woe is me, I'm least of the least, so that he could take the mantle that the Lord spoke over him, valiant warrior. Let him take the old mantles, the things they said about you in grade school, the things they said in high school, the things they said at work. Let him take all those mantles, because they weren't from him. And let him put a mantle of boldness on you to be the ambassador for Christ that he's created you to be. If he should give you something to share in this meeting, this is the meeting for the body of Christ in the greater Rochester region, please see myself or Casey, unless we have a stick in our hands. Then watch out. So that we can work in what he wants to do. We're just going to follow what Holy Spirit is doing. There's a new song that's being released over this region tonight. We don't know who has it. could be the sound man. It could be you. But let the sound that's coming from the throne room tonight resonate in your heart so that you join with the angels. Whether you sing out loud or whether you clap your hands, I have difficulty doing both at the same time. Let him move you, because there's an angelic force that he's releasing. There are new angels that the earth has not seen before that Father is releasing at this hour to enable us to do what he's asking us to do. So if you've had a group of angels before, they're not going away. They're getting reinforcements. Because there's something he wants to do, and it's called harvest. And this year, we're going to begin to see a harvest come forth like we haven't seen before. The awakening is already moving around the earth. Let's worship the Lord. You are free to worship any way that's decent and in order. I have to be careful because Keith knows who I'm talking about. If you want to roll down the aisles, just don't hit anybody. There's flags. There's shofars. Be free to worship the way the Holy Spirit asks you to move. Because in your movement, you direct the angels that have been assigned to you.
Remember your people, remember.
The significance of this year, 5777, it's a year of perfected grace. Allow the grace of God to be perfected in you this year. That's the Hebrew year we're in. It's a year of perfected grace. Grace is enough. Thank you.
of my soul, Shepherd. Shepherd makes me whole. My wholeness is in you, Shepherd. You never leaves, Shepherd. You always leaves. In you I am whole. Oh. Of tumult, in the face of confusion, in the face of upset and ups and downs, we make a declaration.
Yes.
The Lord is my shepherd, I will fear no evil. You are my shepherd.
Mantles that the Lord is giving us are His presence. And in His presence, He's going to show us how to use the gifts that He placed within us when He wrote the book about us. The mantle of His presence is not going to be something that is worn for display. It is going to be something that is used to make a way. It will make a way through hard spiritual objects, forces of darkness that have controlled regions and structures. Because His presence will drive them out. The mantle of His presence that He's giving to His sons and daughters is a mantle of the authority of His love. And what the world said was not lovable, the Lord is going to ask His sons and daughters to love. So that those who did not know the Father's love will be enveloped in His love. And the mantle will smite even the generational strongholds that have kept people captive. There's coming a new awareness of how to walk with the presence of the Lord, not as a feel-good, but as a do the work of righteousness in love. For the Lord's going to show us how to use a quadruple measure of His presence. For some wanted the mantle of Elijah and some wanted the mantle of Elisha. But the Lord says, I have a mantle for the 21st century that is greater than those. Even as I spoke to my disciples on the Mount of Transfiguration, do not get hung up with what I did in the past. For the mantle of my presence in the days ahead will do greater works than the world has seen. And the forces that I threw out of heaven and have now tried to capture the earth will be kicked out of the earth by my sons and daughters who will wear the mantle of my love. It will be my love that causes the darkness to run. And they will not find a resting place as long as my sons and daughters will mantle themselves in the mantle of my presence. And the Lord says that it'll be with childlike faith that the wall of my presence will refresh and strengthen those who are willing to give their all to me. Yes, even with childlike faith, they will learn to run in the outpouring of my presence. For the wall of my presence will be what your enemy sees. And you, being enveloped in my love, will know that your enemy cannot get close to you any longer. Let me birth new levels of faith in you, so that you will not be daunted by the wall of my presence, but you will rejoice and enter in to what I desire to do through you. As often as you will rock me with your praise, I will cause you to ascend into my presence, far above the principalities and powers that have sought to hold you down. As often as you will rock me with your praise, I will demonstrate my glory through you in the places where I call you to walk. As often as you rock me with your praise, I will pour out my presence and transform the regions in which you will rock me with your praise. Father, we throw out our hands to you. We worship you, Lord, with every form and every word that we know. Lord, we worship you with the strings and with the drums and with the woodwinds. Lord, we worship you with tin pans. We worship you with books. We worship you with computers. We worship you with the implements of our work. We worship you, Lord, and we take worship out of the confines of a Sunday morning service. And Lord, we rock you with the beauty of your holiness. We rock you with the strength and the power of your word. Lord, we rock you with the remembrance of your love. Lord, we rock you with the declaration of the cross of Jesus Christ. Lord, we choose to worship you with every breath that you give us. We say, Lord, look at this region where you once opened a portal and made manifest the glory of your presence. And we say, open a new portal, Lord, over the Rochester region. Lord, open a portal where your presence will be made manifest. Lord, where all of us who are sinners will bow down and cry out for more of your grace and for more of your presence. And Lord, those of us who have been redeemed will cry out for even more. Lord, we say, let the portal be open over this region, that no longer will we be looking for the things you did in the past, but we will be worshiping for who you are and who you will be.
Am I not the great and terrible God of power? Am I not the great and terrible God of justice? You see the wall in front of you, and those who don't see me would say, it is the end, we are finished, we're done. But I've given you spiritual eyes. And you see that wall, and you see my grace, and you see my protection, and you see my unconditional love, not only for you, but for those around you. See the wall in the eyes of the Spirit.
On the day of your coming, who will be able to stand? You will return like refiner's fire. Who will be saved by your hand? You made a way by the blood of your sacrifice poured out on Calvary's tree. Now in your presence, glory and righteousness, stir up passion in me. The fire of your love is burning within me, consuming my heart, restoring my soul.
just begun to see your beauty. We have just begun to see your holiness. We have just begun to see your face. We have just begun. There is so much more to you. There is so much more to you. There is so much more to you than we have known or seen. The great and mighty, the great and awful, the great and awesome.
Just as with tongues, every prophetic act needs an interpretation. So listen. Sherry's going to start. And if you have an interpretation, there's two already. I have one also. But come see me.
The Lord is talking about the furnace and that we don't choose put ourselves in the furnace, but if we find ourselves there, it's because he's put us there. And instead of whining and complaining about being in there, what we need to just say is, let it burn, Lord, just let it burn. There's no point fighting it. He's put us there. There's a purpose.
I saw a room that was made of wood. It looked like it was part of a log cabin, and in the room there was a table with four chairs, and there was a fireplace with wood in it. And four men entered the room, except only one was a man, if that makes sense. And they all sat down at the table, and they said nothing. And after a while, it began to get very cold in the room. And the three not really men men stood up and they went into the fire that became lit, that was very dim. And the last man that was left became very, very cold. And he tried adding more wood to the fire, but adding wood to the fire didn't make it blaze any more than it was before. So he sat there longer and just kept getting colder. And eventually he started to worship and pray in tongues. And only then did the fire pour out of the fireplace and engulf the room, leaving him in the table.
Do not be afraid to dance with me in the fire. Do not listen to the sound of the flames. Listen for my heartbeat. For in the midst of the flames, I will refine you. I will not consume you. I will cover you with the flame of my presence and fill you with the fire of my spirit. I will consume only that which you will release to me. No more. I desire it all, but I am gentle in my love, and my love is a consuming fire. It will consume those things that have whispered and denied the glory of my presence. It will consume the generational issues that have said God is too small for breakthrough. It will destroy every thought that exalts itself against the truth of my love. Know that I have invited you to come dance with me. Not just one time, but every day. And as often as you will dance with me, my fire will cleanse and purify and make you fresher than you were before you danced. And in the midst of the dance, I will even impart a fresh anointing to do the work that I've called you to do. And I will release angels of fire to go before you and clear the obstacles that would not move in the past. Know that it is the gentleness of my love that will refresh you. It is the power of my love that will propel you. And it is the eternalness of my love that will carry you. Let Holy Spirit speak to you in the silence. Don't be afraid of silence. He's spoken to everyone in the room. Don't rule out what he spoke to your heart, because it's something you need to move forward. In the gathering of nations in Jerusalem this week, in the first night, Holy Spirit fell so powerfully that the worship team was on their face weeping. For 20 minutes, no one in the entire building spoke or moved. They just let Holy Spirit speak to their hearts. He's not in a hurry. Neither should we be. There's someone in the room that is carrying a surfboard. It's a surfboard of light. The Lord has given you this to ride the wave of His presence through situations that there is no way in the natural you can succeed. But I see Him putting that surfboard under your arm, and you're going out into that wave, and you're riding the presence of the Lord through every obstacle to the place that the Lord has for you.
As she was talking about the log cabin and the four men that entered the cabin, I was listening to her with my eyes closed, and I saw the angel of the Lord step through the fire or come out of the fire, and it was very royal stance. He stood like this with his hands flat out, And across the palm of his hands was a very, very large sword.
Here's my life, you can have it. Here's my life, you can hold it. Here's my life, you can keep it. You can keep it. Here's my life, you can have it. Here's my life, you can hold it. Here's my life, you can keep it. You can keep it.
I sense that the Lord is saying here that though the world walks out on us, and everything crumbles around us and burns to the ground, we always have a place at the table with him. I saw bread and wine on the table. No matter what happens, his covenant promises will never go away. They're there always. And he will neither leave us nor forsake us. And he'll always be at the table with us no matter what.
As Keith was singing, "Here's my life, you can have it. Here's my life, you can take it.
Hold it.
Hold it. Ah, here's my life, you can keep it." Okay. As he was singing that, he was prophesying that, I saw pastors, the saints, the prayer warriors, people who are really following the Lord just come and dump everything they think they are into a big basket that was the Lord's basket. Churches were being dumped. Agendas were being dumped. Plans were being dumped. Ideas were being dumped. Ideas for growth were being dumped. And I just saw it as this massive movement, and the Lord's basket was collecting it all. And people were truly surrendering everything they think they are and what they hold on to and their plans. And he had the basket. He's holding the two handles of the basket. And then the procession of people were going along, and he was dually giving out his plans and his agenda. And as they walked, they were like walking through the fire. They were walking through the fire to take up what the Lord has for them after they dumped everything off in his basket. So we say, Lord, we want that. We say, even if it hurts, even if our feet feel like they're burning, we want that. We want that level of surrender, so help us to surrender and walk through the fire and take up what you would have to give us that is yours.
What I was getting was that with the room being very cold, that people were in fear because they couldn't get warm. And so they were putting on wood. They were using their own things to try to get the fire to burn again, which is that wood, like wood, hay, and stubble. And the room was just staying cold. It was staying cold and getting colder until they started speaking in tongues, which to me was they were turning to God. They were opening up themselves to the Spirit, and they were not using their own agenda, their own things, and so the fire didn't consume them. It didn't consume the table, because the table is where we eat with him and where he takes care of us. So we need to let go of the fear and of the things that we think work and allow him to move us into those new mantles and those new angels and those new things.
For almost 70 years, my bride has been trusting in the ways of the world and the ways of religion. And though she talks about my presence, very few actually knew who I am. And she denied the power of my presence, for she forbid my people to speak in the tongue that I gave them. But I am doing a new thing and raising up a generation who, out of respect for me, will use the gifts that I give them to communicate with me. And I will release through them all that is necessary for them to attain their destiny and more. For I am raising up a generation that will be bold and fearless in my presence. For they will know how to get into my presence, and they will not fear speaking in unknown languages in places where unknown languages are not spoken. For they will know the abiding presence of my spirit, and I will give them the ability to hear strategies and even see connections of darkness that need to be addressed. And they will address the linchpin of darkness and the unraveling of the network that has held even entire cities in bondage will be released, because these young sons and daughters do not shy away from my presence. Know that I will pour out my spirit upon those who will pursue my spirit. And I will shake the religious establishment as I shook the religious establishment when I walked the earth. Know that I will bring a new move and a new outpouring and a new expression of my spirit into the earth, and it will astound those. I tell you tonight, do not fear getting into the river of my presence in days ahead. For those who are trepid about getting into the river will miss the thing that I'm about to do. They will experience it, but they will not have the joy of being vessels through whom I will do it. Pursue my presence.
We give up control of our lives and our destinies. We give up control right now. I give up control of my life and my destiny. I give up control right now. I lift my arms to my God and my Father. I lift my arms to you. You are the God and creator of all. I give my hands to you. I trust in you. I trust in you. You can have my life.
You can have it. You can have my life. You can hold it. You can have my life. You can keep it. You can have my life. You can have it. You can have my life. You
control our lives and our destinies. We lay them down right now. We give up control of our agendas and our plans. We hear them to you. We trust in you. We trust in you.
Here are grandparents. Stand up if you're a grandparent. Look at each other. The Lord says there are grandchildren that you've been praying for not to come into the kingdom, but to be kingdom ambassadors who will carry the authority of his presence in the next two generations, which means your great-grandchildren, beyond which the world has seen before. Don't stop. He said the bowl is almost full, and it's not for one, it's for all. It's a generational call that he's calling us to do. When we came in tonight, we jokingly said we're going to war. We've been in a different kind of war tonight. I just saw Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts, hovering over this gathering because it's in this region. And he was doing a generational impartation of the things that you have dedicated to him. He says tonight, count the cost. For those grandchildren. For some, it's one. For others, it's two. And for still others, it's three. Not meaning that none are unimportant. They all are. But there are some specific ones that you know he has placed his hand upon from the time they were in the womb. And he's saying, call that forth. He's saying, this is a Jeremiah 33:3 time. There are great things that the earth has not seen that he wants that generation to be entering into. You have his ear, you have his eyes, and you have his heart. You know the names of those grandchildren. He says, as a part of your warfare from now on, weave their destiny in Christ into your prayer time. Call it forth. Don't let the enemy whisper and say, they can't, they won't, or they didn't. You've got they can, they will, and they have. His promise is, I wrote their book. Ask me to open the book of those grandchildren for you in my courtroom so that you hear what I have written about them, and then you decree it so that you level the obstacles in their path. The Lord says there's a new move coming. and it will astound our generation. There will be four generations that enter in, but it will be your grandchildren, and I'm standing too. It will be your grandchildren that will lead those four generations. And don't think your kids aren't part of those grandchildren. And your grandchild. And children to come. And don't think your kids aren't part. Your kids. Because they're part of that grandchildren generation. See, I've adopted these two. And their kids are my grandkids. He's serious tonight about the warfare that we're about to enter. And your prayer will cover and release those grandchildren to make it through places that others have not made it in the past because they did not have the generational agreement that breaks down ancient spirits.
Beauty to find you in the place.
circumstance. Your presence is more real than my circumstance. I take that surfboard right now. I take that surfboard and I will ride your presence through circumstances. I have no business, oh, surfing through, but I will surf with you. Because your presence is more real than my circumstance. Your presence is more faithful and stronger than the ground I walk on. So I will surf with you. Inexorable, your grace. Inexorable, your faith.
About back there, but the spray from the surfing is real up here. We have to get in his presence. Psalm 149 says that the high praises of God will be in your mouth and a two-edged sword in your hand. This is the year of the sword. One side of that sword is for warring in the heavens. It's for principalities and powers. It's for all those dark things that exalt themselves against the knowledge of God. The other side of that sword is for healing. It's for heart surgery. It's for us to present the truth and love so lavishly that those who see us will want the spray from the one we surf with. They will want the fire that rests on us. That's what this year is about. Us becoming the ambassador he wants us to be. We never know where we're going in one of these meetings. All we know is we're going to get closer to Father. We're going to be covered with Holy Spirit. And we're going to get to play with Jesus. If you can't get your theology around the fact that God wants to love you like a daddy playing with his little kids, he wants to give you that two-edged sword. Not so you can cut yourself, but so that with all of the authority of the Son that Jesus said he would give you in Luke chapter 10, you can go out and be his ambassador and at the same time be a vessel he can pour his love on the unlovely. We did some great warfare tonight. Some things were pushed back. I don't know about you, but I got some revelation I need to step into for me. I think he spoke to everybody here tonight. I heard him speaking. Some of the people that came up, I asked them, is that just for you or is that for all of us? Because sometimes what he speaks is just for you to take the next step. And sometimes what he speaks is for you to speak it so someone else can take their next step. We're going to send you out, because that's what we do. To the place that he has called you to be. For some of you, that means you're going to be displaced for a while. Do you ever see the old density experiments in science class where they fill this big tub with water and then they drop something into it and the water comes out? That's displacement. You're going to be displaced from the old way into the new way. Are you willing to let him displace you? That's what tonight was all about. Letting him burn up those things that have kept us from where we needed to be. We had a unique bass player tonight. Did you hear the bass tonight? He's in the sound booth. They heard the bass, but they want to know what it was. No, it was almost angelic. He's a little higher than us. For those of you who are intercessors, something is going to happen one of the first two weekends of February next year. We're going to host a strategic level spiritual warfare instructional time. It's being sponsored by all of the regional churches that are getting ready for transformation so that intercessors know how to address the spiritual forces that are going to try and stop the move of Holy Spirit. So we'll have more details on that. That was just decided last week at our leadership meeting. So, but the speakers agreed today that they'll let us know which are the first two weekends in February works for them. It's a good time to be in Rochester, but not outdoors. February. Where do you want to send us? I'm listening for the sending song. It's not in the drum right now. It will be in the drum.
I'm looking for it too.
You see, there's nothing the matter with lingering in his presence. All I have to do is go home and get up in the morning. There's nothing on my calendar. So when the Holy Spirit speaks to the people on the platform or the bass in the booth, and they start us, I know there's a sending that he wants to send us out in tonight. That's how we leave church. Sent by the Spirit of God to do the work until we gather again, to get refilled, to be sent again. That's what they did in the first century, day by day. And the church multiplied. It's a lot better than addition, right? I had to ask our math professor. Got it?
Oh,
Now I don't want to go. Sing that again. Just what you just sang prophetically.
Love to dance with you.
Lord, we send your sons and daughters with the new dance of your presence. Lord, we send them with a fresh revelation of how much you love their soul. Lord, we send them with a fresh understanding of what it means to romance you by reading your word out loud to you, so that heaven and earth come into agreement with truth. We send them in fresh measures of your belt of truth. We send them, Lord, equipped with a fresh measure of righteousness to cover their heart. We send them with a fresh revelation of the message of heaven so that their feet are shod with the preparation of your gospel in peace. Lord, we send them with a huge shield that the angels have to carry because of their faith. Lord, we send them with the helmet you made for them, not the one they envisioned that man gave them, but the new one you talked about tonight, because you've given them the inventive and creative mind of Christ. And we say, give them the helmet that guards that new mind. And Lord, you've already told us that you gave them the sharp two-edged sword of your word. Lord, teach us how to dance and brandish it with you in our private place, so that when we go to the places you send us, when we raise our hand, your angels know what we're doing and they carry out your will. And Lord, we send them with a fresh measure of your spirit so that they will pray continuously, nonstop, until you return with the languages that you give them, because you fill them daily to overflowing with your spirit and baptize them in your fire. We say, Lord, yesterday's anointing was good for yesterday, and today's for today. And we send them to meet you in the night watch and receive the anointing for tomorrow. And we thank you, Lord, that collectively we will see you exalted over this region. In the government, in the education, in the business, in the family, in the religion, in the media, in the arts and entertainment mountains, the entire region will be your kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. An anecdote, that song we just sang was written in North Chilai. Dance With Me, by a friend for his little 4-year-old girl who is worshiping the Lord. That's how Father wants us to be, so that he can lavish the new on us. I thank this eclectic group of worshipers, even those in the sound booth, for taking us someplace we couldn't have gotten with the old wineskin. Let's thank the Lord for the worship team. If you're not on the mailing list for these meetings, and that's about all you'll get if you're on the mailing list is when these meetings are, just leave a note up here on my seat, and we'll put you on the list so you know when we're going to have the next one. I love you. Have a blessed weekend.